जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिवराज काचार्य अष्टोदशत शिष्यमाद स्टीफन ग्रेसी श्री भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga and Lord Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवदीनैश्च Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, Chapter 12, entitled Srimad Bhagavatam Summarized. Text number 1. Suta Uvacha Namo Dharmaya Mahate Namah Krishnaya Vedhase Brahmanebhyo Namaskritya Dharman Vakshe Sanatanam Suta Uvacha Namo Dharmaya Mahate Namah Krishnaya Vedhase ब्रह्मणेभ्यो नमस्कृत्य धर्मान् वक्षे सनातनान् सूत उवाच नमो धर्माय महते नमः कृष्णाय वेधसे ब्रह्मणेभ्यो नमस्कृत्य धर्मान् वक्षे सनातनाम् ब्रह्मणे भ्यो नमस्कृत्य धर्मान् वक्षे सनातनाम् Namo Dharmaya Mahate Namah Krishnaya Vedhase ब्रह्मणेभ्यो नमस्कृत्य धर्मं भक्षे सनातनः। सूत उवाच नमो धर्माय महते नमः कृष्णाय वेधसे ब्रह्मणेभ्यो नमस्कृत्य नान् भक्षे सनातनः। सूत उवाच सूत गोस्वामी सेड नमः ओबीसेंसेस धर्माय टू द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ रिलीजन महते ग्रेटेस्ट नमः ओबीसेंसेस कृष्णाय टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा वेधसे द क्रिएटर ब्रह्मणेभ्यो टू द ब्राह्मणास नमस्कृत्य ऑफरिंग माय ओबेसेंसेस धर्मान द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलीजन वक्षे आई शैल स्पीक सनातना इटर्नल। Translation, Sudha Goswami said, offering my obeisances to the supreme religious principle, devotional service, to Lord Krishna, the supreme creator, and to all the brahmanas, I shall now describe the eternal principles of religion. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. In this 12th chapter of the 12th canto, Suta Goswami will summarize all the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning from the first canto. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णजयतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा नमोस्तुते। तत्र कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यस्त कृपा सिंधु एवच पतितानां पावन वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। సూత ఉవాచ నమో ధర్మాయ మహతి నమః కృష్ణాయ వేధసి బ్రహ్మణేభ్యో నమస్కృత్య ధర్మాన్ వక్షే సనాతన. ఆఫరింగ్ మై ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు ద సుప్రీం రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ద సుప్రీం క్రియేటర్ అండ్ టు ఆల్ ద బ్రాహ్మణస్, ఐ షాల్ నౌ డిస్క్రైబ్ ద ఇటర్నల్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజన్. హరే కృష్ణ. So, I'd like to welcome so many of you today. After a long time, it's a fresh perspective for the new year, 2021. At least 2021 people are here in the hall. So, we are entering the last but one chapter of the 12th canto, practically coming to the conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Srila Suta Goswami is addressing the sages of Naimisharanya, who are so inquisitive to ask him about the conversation, about important questions. Six principal questions. And in relation to that, the whole conversation between Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami was narrated. Parikshit Maharaj has got liberated now, gone back home, back to Godhead. And now, practically almost on the conclusion now, again, just like sometimes after speaking the whole talk, some people summarize. So, what I spoke was this, this, this. So in this chapter, Suta Goswami is going to summarize the whole 12 cantos. Interestingly, he just kind of touches upon the other cantos, but elaborately, even within that, describes the 10th canto, pastimes of Lord Krishna, little more elaborately than the others, showing exactly what are the purpose of his speaking. It is said a good communication means, especially in Kali Yuga, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam, Kalavanasi, because people tend to forget. You know, so effective communication means before you tell them what you're going to tell. While telling, you tell them what you are telling. And after you tell, tell them what you told. And therefore, at least he'll remember something of what was told. So herein, Suta Goswami is going to tell what he told that he is going to tell them. Right at the outset, right in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, actually in the second chapter itself, he answered everything in essence. Then he fluffed it out in the 12 cantos and now he's going to summarize it and just telling, this is what I actually told you. And before beginning the summary, he is offering his respects to three subjects. And what are those three? Because offering respects is also a part of invoking auspiciousness. Mangala charana hoye trividha prakar vastu nirdesha ashirvada namaskar. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, what is the purpose of Mangala charan? before doing anything, we try to invoke auspiciousness. So that first, let the work be completed. Also, the purpose for which I am beginning this work, let that also be successful. And let it actually benefit everyone. So, Mangalacharana hoy trividha prakar, three types. First, Vastu Nirdesh, before writing a book especially. Vastu, what is the main subject that I'm going to speak? Or if I'm writing a book, what is my main purpose? Vastu Nirdesh. You clearly indicate, I am going to discuss this. This is the purpose of writing this book. This is the purpose of my talk. So, Vastu Nirdesh. And Ashirvad. May the people who read this book benefit in this particular way. Ashihi Vad. A Vad which gives his Asha. Ashirvad, blessings. May anyone who read this or hears this benefit this. Motivation for them to read also. Why should I take such a big task? And firstly, which comes in the last, but it is the first, Namaskar. I offer my respects to those personalities to whom I am grateful for sharing the subject matter. It's because of them that I am able to share something, say something. So here, he is offering that Namaskar. Namo Dharmaya Mahate. So the first principle to whom he is offering his respectful obeisances is Namo Dharmaya. To Dharma, and not just ordinary Dharma, Mahata. Mahata means the greatest. It means there are many levels of Dharma. I am offering to my obeisances to the highest Dharma. Next, Namaha Krishnaya Vedhase. The Lord Krishna, who is the creator, not only the creator of everything exists, but also creator of this Dharma. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. As Krishna says in the Gita, Vedanta krit veda vid eva chaham. I am the compiler of the Vedas. I am the giver. I am the knower of the Vedas. And by all the Vedas am I to be known. So if Krishna was not there, who would have ever known what is dharma? Dharma samsthapanarthaya. Had he not come to establish, who would have known what is dharma? Anyone could have thought anything to be dharma. Anything could have been passed off. And then, Brahmane bhyo namaskritya. To those great personalities who spend their whole existence to research and understand, who dedicate their life's energy to understand this dharma, to apply this dharma, and before they depart, by their whole manasa, vacha, karmana, they propagate this dharma. So to the principle of dharma, the establisher of dharma, and the propagator of dharma. Today we are here discussing this because somebody established it. Because without this we can never be happy. We can never be satisfied. We can never be blissful. And had not people given their life's energy to dedicate their whole time, effort to understand, it is so subtle. It is so durubodham. It is so difficult to understand. It's so subtle. Because anything, everything goes off in the name of dharma. So therefore, to understand that, to apply it, they are walking and talking dharma. Everything they think, speak and do is the real dharma. And then they propagate it. In fact, Vyasadeva, right at the very outset of Mahabharata, expresses that in this whole Mahabharata consisting of Mahatva, there is a huge scripture, over 1 lakh verses. It's not easy. 1 lakh verses. Just to conceive of it in your head. Because before you write, it's not that you bring the bricks and while putting the bricks, then you start thinking, where should I put the bricks and where should the wall go? What do you think I am constructing? Even before you get the bricks, you have the whole building in mind. This is how the building will look. The structure is already conceived in the mind. It's going to be a temple with these rooms and this deity room and this. Or it's going to be a godown with these kind of facilities. It should be a hospital with these kind of facilities. Should be a residential residence with these kind of facilities. You think about it. So he conceived all this subject matter. Namostute Vyasa Vishala Buddhe. That's why in glorification of Vyasadeva, we say Namostute Vyasa Vishala Buddhe. People couldn't conceive that one person can think all this and compile all this, write all this. They always thought that Vyasa means a committee. Impossible for one person to write in one lifetime. Namostute Vyasa Vishala Buddhe Fulla Arvinda Yatapatra Netra Yena Tvaya Jnanamaya Prajwalito Jnanamaya Pradipa Yena Tvaya Bharata Taila Purna Prajwalito Jnanamaya Pradipa. In offering respects to Vyasadeva, he says, Namostute Vyasa Vishala Buddhe, a powerful intellect, Fulla Arvinda Yatapatra Netra, whose eyes are like fully blossomed lotus petals. Vyasadeva was not very attractive to look. At least that's what it says, because Ambika Ambalika got really, really scared looking at him. He's not very, but his eyes were like, sometimes people may know, but their eyes are the most prominent part of their body. Fulla Aravinda Yata Patra Netra. Aravindayata Patra Netra. Reddish with compassion. Suffering people of the world just couldn't tolerate. He wanted to share what is really beneficial for them. Fulla Aravindayata Patra Netra. Those eyes are beautiful which shed tears by seeing the sufferings of others. But Yena Tvaya Bharata Taila Purna. You took the oil of Mahabharata and Prajwalito Jnanamaya Pradipa. And you lighted the lamp which gives Dharmecha, Arthecha, Kamecha, Mokshecha, Bharatarshava Yad Ihastita Danyatra Yanne Hastina Kutrachit. With full, in Marathi they say, Thampane Sankat. With full conviction, he said, Dharmecha, Arthecha, Kamecha, Mokshecha, Yad Iha Asti, Tad Anyatra, Yan Na Iha Asti, Na Kutrachit. Can you imagine somebody to speak? Whatever I have written in this book, if there is anything about Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha spoken anywhere in any book, in any time, if there is anything, Yad Iha Asti, if it is here, then it will be somewhere. If it's not here, you can't find it anywhere. Matlab, I have compiled everything under this category. So,
Encyclopedia Indica. Everything about dharma, artha, kama, moksha I have written. Prajwalito jnanamaya pradipa. So, he's here and right at the outset he says, I'm describing two trees, basically. The tree of adharma and the tree of dharma. What is this tree of adharma? Duryodhano manyumayo mahadruma. A huge tree. Two huge trees I am going to describe. That's all. The content of Mahabharata is only two trees. One tree, the name of the tree is called Duryodhan. Duryodhano manyumayo. Manyu means anger. Anger born out of dissatisfaction, born out of lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion, unfulfilled. Manyumayo. Full, his life was full of that. Burning, burning, burning. Behind one truck I saw, Jalo. And afterward, on the other side, par Deepak ki tarah. Nahi to jal jal ke mar jaoge. So, two type of jalan. One is mar mar ke jalo, ghut ghut ke, not of envy. People say, no, burning with envy. Or burning with compassion. So, the tears are also hot because there is compassion there. So, Duryodhano manyumayo mahadramaha skandha karano. The trunk of the tree is called karana. Shakuni is tasya shakha. And the branches are called shakuni. Dushasana pushpaphale samruddhe. Dushasan at all. ETAM, no? We say, and Adi. Dushasana and all his brothers. Pushpaphale samruddhe. Bharbharke phool or phal. Who is nourishing this tree? Moolam raja dhritarashtro amanishi. The one person who is constantly watering and nourishing this tree because of his ignorance, Pragyachakshu, is called as Pragyachakshu, again and again. Blind person, not only materially, but physically and spiritually. So, Moolam Raja Dhritarashtro Amanishi. He knew. In fact, the very beginning of the chapter of Mahabharata says, it begins with the lamentation of Dhritarashtra. When this happened, I knew it's going to happen. Everyone is going to die. When this happened, I knew. This whole chapter can be said, I knew. He knew what is going to be the end. But he still could not stop himself and his son. Helpless. Totally helpless. That's what he feels. He had a choice. He did use it. He did forgive and gave back the whole kingdom to Draupadi and the Pandavas. Because he said, nahi to abhi mar jayenge. Baad mein marne ke abhi mar jayenge. So he had the power, but he acted helpless. So Moolam Raja Dhritarashtro Amanishi. Amanishi means His intellect was blinded by adharma. His activities were filled with adharma. And then he says, the next tree that I am going to describe, Yudhishthiro Dharmamayo Mahadruma. Another, the name of this tree is Yudhishthir. Yudhishthiro Dharmamayo Mahadruma. It is the tree called dharma. Skandhorjuno, Skandha Arjuna, Bhimasenosya Shakha. Arjuna is the trunk and Bhimasena is the name of the branches. Madri Sutau Pushpaphale Samruddhe. The sons of Madri, Nakul and Sahadev, are Pushpaphale Samruddhe. They beautify this tree. Moolam, this is where I am coming to. మూలం కృష్ణో బ్రహ్మచ బ్రాహ్మణాశ్చ. మూలం, వాట్ ఈస్ ద నరిష్మెంట్ ఫర్ ద ట్రీ అండ్ ద ప్రొటెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రీ, అండ్ దాట్ ఈస్ మూలం కృష్ణో, ది ఎస్టాబ్లిషర్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ, ధర్మ సంస్థాపనార్థాయ సంభవామి యుగే యుగే. ధర్మం తు సాక్షాత్ భగవత్ ప్రణీతం. ఓన్లీ కృష్ణ నోస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ధర్మ. ఓన్లీ కృష్ణ ఆర్ సమ్మన్ ఎంపవర్డ్ బై హిమ్, నిమిత్త మాత్ర భవ సవ్య సాచి, కెన్ ఓన్లీ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ధర్మ. అదర్వైజ్ నో వన్, న ఋషయ, న దేవా, న సిద్ధా చారణాదయ, నో వన్ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ధర్మ. నో వన్, హౌ ఎవర్ పవర్ఫుల్ దే ఆర్, నో వన్, నాట్ ఈవన్ నమే విదు సురగణ ప్రభవం నమ హర్షయ. ఓన్లీ కృష్ణ, అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ కృష్ణ ఎస్టాబ్లిషెస్ దట్ ఇస్ ధర్మ. యూ కాంట్ హ్యావ్ ధర్మ వితౌట్ గాడ్. హౌ కెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ రిలిజియన్ వితౌట్ గాడ్? రిలిజియన్ మీన్స్ ద లా ఆఫ్ గాడ్, ద లా ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ బై గాడ్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ మహత్, ద highest religion is not even the law, it's the natural heart of God, it's the heart of God. This is how he functions, this is how he thinks, this is how he works. Once you understand, you can capture Krishna, he becomes a tool in your hand. And the essence is to love. That's dharma. Back actually the process of bhakti by which Krishna becomes captured, Damodar Leela. Otherwise, impossible to understand dharma, what to speak of capturing and manipulating. It's like beating your head against the wall. So, Moolam Krishna. It's Krishna who has established this truth. Brahma, and here Brahma means the knowledge of scriptures, the Vedas, Brahmacha and Brahmanascha. So those principles, the establisher of the principle and the propagator of the principles, without which I would have no subject matter to speak. And even if I were to speak, I would not benefit any living entity in any possible way. Therefore, how can I speak even a word of benefit to myself and others without acknowledging with a grateful heart, remembering and seeking the blessings of the principle of dharma? Oh. Huh? Dharmaya mahate, without offering my respects to the principles of dharma, Krishnaya vedhase, the propounder or the establisher, and Brahmane Bhyo Namaskritya. In fact, even the same thing is told by Bhishma, one of the Mahajans, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, just before his departing. Bhishma is an amazing character. Very intriguing character. It's like hot sugar cane juice. You can't digest, you can't spit out. You can't drink, you can't hold it, you know, imagine hot sugarcane juice, very nice, but hot. So Bhishma is a very intriguing character. Is he a villain or a hero? The whole reason Duryodhan was so confident that I'm going to win the war is because Bhishma Drona Pramukhata. Bhishma, as long as Bhishma is my soy, any world war I can easily win. So materially speaking, Bhishma on anyone's side, finish. Half the battle is finished. But why is he fighting against Krishna? Killing, practically destroying, half of the army was destroyed by Krishna. Bhishma. And the amazing part is, Bhishma is glorified as Mahajan. Krishna worshipped him literally at the end of his fulfilled his desire. It came and sat along with the Pandavas at his feet before he departed. And what an amazing prayer Bhishma offers. This is the amazing part of dharma. Very difficult to understand. Very difficult to conceive. Yesterday, a few days back, we are having a discussion. Hey, Vrutra Asur, Bhagavatam mein kaise aa gaya ho? Asur. And it's not that like Prahlad, he was externally Asur. I mean, born Asur, but very sweet, loving, preaching to everyone. He was bona fide Asur. He fought with the demigods. And the last activity he did was to gulp Indra. There was no one to fight. Therefore he lied down. Samadhi. Till the end of his life, he was a pakka demon. This was my doubt always. How to understand Bhishma? He was one of my favorite before I came to Krishna consciousness. I used to watch Mahabharata. Two of my favorite characters were, to me at least, I don't know why, Yudhishthir and Bhishma. I somehow like, achhe log hai log. But something difficult for me, it just got stuck in the throat. You know, Bhishma, kyun aisa lad raha hai? Achha aadmi hai ye. Kyun iski buddhi bhrasht ho gayi? And I used to ask so many people questions, no one would ever reply properly. At least to my satisfaction. My first question in Krishna consciousness was this. When I met a very senior person, I said, 5 minutes I spoke, asking my questions. And the answer came in not even 5 seconds. 2 seconds. It was Krishna's plan. Finished. This was in 89 December. And I was confused. Achha bola, par kaisa samjha jaye? And then Mahaprabhuji was sitting next to me. Intelligent question. And then he started preaching to me for 1.5 hours. Then I realized I am an intelligent person. Very nice. First compliment I received. Very inconceivable. So, I had this question. And it was very nicely answered by Radhika Vallabh Prabhu in one of his Bhagavatam classes. Prabhuji gives a thesis. Yesterday he spoke, gave thesis on the sun god. Sun and the Bhagavatam. Connection of the sun with all the scripture and the Bhagavatam and the Supreme Lord. So he said, basically, Mahajano yena gata dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. Dharma is very difficult to understand. You know, because tarko apratishtho. If you argue, this is dharma, that is dharma. Dharm sankat. Haan yaar, tu bhi sahi hai. Nahi, par aisa, haan, tu bhi sahi hai. Aray, dono kaise sahi ho sakta? Haan, tu bhi sahi hai. So, tarko apratishtho. Anyone with a good intelligence can, you know, different shlokas for different folks. They can quote something to justify what they want. And there are incidents and evidences for all types of arguments. Tarko apratishtho. Shrutayo vibhinna. And shrutis are so many. You know, there are scriptures in the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. Shrutayo vibhinna. Nasav munir yasya matam na bhinnam. Every muni establishes his own principles to be, you know, to make his point. Dharmasya tattvam, the essence of dharma, nihitam guhayam, it's hidden in the heart of the great souls. And therefore, mahajano yena gatah sapantha. Whatever path they tread, if you follow, blindly you can follow. But then there are confusion. Bhishma is one of the Mahajans. He stood against Krishna, fought against Krishna. How can we follow in his footsteps? So, the answer was, if their action is in alignment with the scriptural conclusions, follow them. If apparently their actions seems contradictory, number one, don't imitate them. Like Shiva drank poison, you don't imitate. You won't survive. Don't imitate, and also then listen to their words. Listen to what their instructions. If it's contradictory, then follow their instructions. Don't imitate them. Or don't even, you know, try to. Aisa kyun kiya? Because even they can't understand why the Lord does some things the way he does. This is what Bhishma told in his prayers just before departing. Looking at the Pandavas, he said, Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yadyuyam dharmanandana. Aho kashtam. What kind of miseries you underwent? Aho kashtam, aho anyayam. What kind of injustices was inflicted upon you? And you had to go through. Aho kashtam, aho anyayam. And for what? Yadyuyam dharmanandana. Because you decided you will follow the path of truth. You will follow the path of dharma. Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yadyuyam dharmanandana. Jivitam na arhata klishtam. The kind of sufferings you underwent, anyone else in your place, anyone else would have been finished long back. Would have died long back. Tu aaj jinda hai, to three people are responsible. Jivitam na arhata klishtam. Vipra dharma achyuta ashraya. Vipra, the brahmanas. Dharma, the process of eternal principles. And achyuta ashraya. Because you never left the path of surrendering to Krishna, which is the essence of dharma. Sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam sharanam braja. Sarva dharma. There are. Why are there so many types of dharmas? Because without dharma, we will simply be royal edition of animals. Dharmena hinah pashubhi samanah. Ahara nidra bhayamai thuram cha samanyametat pashubhi narana. What's the difference between the animals? Animals are striving for two things. We are also striving for two things. Controllership, enjoyership. To be the controller and proprietor and to enjoy. Therefore, artha and kama. Everyone wants artha. If you have resources, we want resources. Whatever be those resources, we are striving and struggling to acquire resources. Why do we want resources? Because those resources can help us enjoy. Might is right. When money talks, everyone walks. Money is therefore sweeter than honey. Money doesn't mean simply paper money. Money, artha, is little broader than just money. Demonetization, money you have to lick best, that's all, nothing. But here means resources. We all want resources. And the more one has, the more is the controller and the proprietor. It could be position, power, facilities. Everyone wants artha, 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 artha. And for what? Kama. Because I have unlimited desires to fulfill. Otherwise, it is simply wishing. But if you have resources, you think and it manifests. That's the difference between a beggar and a millionaire. Both dream. both dream. But one, to one, it just remains a dream. But the other can realize the dream by effort and by resources. But artha and kama without dharma becomes entangling and makes life not only illusory and temporary, but miserable. Because it's based on body, which itself is temporary and illusory, which is dwindling, and therefore it's going to be miserable. And therefore, only those who inquire, athato brahma jigyasa, who inquire, hey, look, yes, I want all the resources. I want to enjoy eternally. I want the highest enjoyment for the longest period of time. That is eternity. Which is good intelligence. Only intelligent people think like that. I want highest enjoyment. Ye chota mota nahi, khoda pahad nikli chuhiya. Mar mar ke itna aur baad mein dekha usko enjoy karne ka time nahi. नहीं, चूहिया जैसा एफर्ट, पहाड़ जैसा लाभ. दिस इज गुड बिजनेस. पत्रम पुष्पम फलम तो व्यम यो में भक्त्या. सो कृष्ण सेज दैट वेरी सुलभम तस्याहम सुलभम सुसुखम कर्तुम. इट्स सो इजी, इट्स सो सिंपल. यूज योर इंटेलिजेंस मैन. धर्मेन ही न पशु भी समान. सो yes, but unfortunately, when we get into the human form of life after millions of lifetime passing through various other species, still the conditioning is extremely strong to the gross and the subtle body. So there is a spiritual self covered over by subtle body and a gross body. And the gross and the subtle body, identification with them gives you so many designations. I am an Indian, I am a woman, I am a Brahmana, I am a Kshatriya, I am a Vaishya, I am a Shudra, I am an engineer, I am a doctor, I am this, I am that. So many designations from the concentrated self, me and my family, to me and my society. You know, Marwadi society, Gujarati society, this society, Punjabi society, whatever, some society, then the state, Maharashtrian, this, Gujarati, whatever. And then you have nation, and then you have humanity. So, extended self or the concentrated self. And based on your designations, there are so many occupations. One translation of dharma is occupation. And another meaning of dharma is one which sustains. Dharayati iti dharma. The first time I read Prabhupada's books, one of the most fascinating thing about Prabhupada's books that I found, I used to read a lot even earlier, was the simplicity of the understanding, simplicity of the concepts, the clarity, and the authority with which it was presented. So, the first time I heard, nature of fire, the dharma of fire is heat and light. The nature of water is its liquidity. Wow! What about ice? Oh, it is an artificial state in the fridge, in the freezer. Let it go in its natural constitutional state. Which gives its identity. If you take away that part, it is no more that object. Every object has its own identity, unique identity. That's why it is a separate object from something else. A glass is different from a lid, because a lid has a separate function. It has a different structure. It has a different purpose of its existence. And the glass has a different... Therefore, glass is different and the lid is different. The box is different and the stand is different. A book is different or something else is different. So everything has its dharma, which sustains its identity, and born out of that identity is a particular type of function, occupation. Dharma. Guna dharma, jati dharma, sri dharma, purusha dharma, desha dharma. So there are so many dharmas born out of an individual's identity and its function for sustainability. But savai pumsam paro dharma. So there are so many. Krishna says, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami. I come to establish dharma. And then in the end he says, sarvadharman parityajaya vaya. I say, kaise yaar? You say you come to establish dharma and finally you say sarvadharman parityajaya. Because all other dharmas, as long as they are conducive towards the ultimate dharma of your sanatana dharma, namo dharmaya mahate, bhagavad dharma, sanatana dharma, paro dharma, all of mean more or less the same thing. Not more or less, the same thing. Which is the essential natural nature of things as they are. Jivir Swarubhoy Krishna Dityadas. So all these identities are basically born out of, all the occupations are born out of different identities, which is a diseased condition of life. So by taking the medicine, gradually overcome the disease. So there is Sharirika Dharma, then there is Manodharma. Isms. This ism, communalism, communism, capitalism, this ism, humanitarianism, this ism, that ism. One is based on the identity of the body, black, white, blue, white, red, whatever, and the designation according to the place, brings about so many occupations, upadhi. Karma born out of the upadhis. And then there are manodharma, what I believe through my mind or through my intellect. But all these are not going to solve the problem. You cannot be satisfied. Ultimately, everyone wants satisfaction. Actually, this one concept, satisfaction, santosh. If you just think about it, it's really mind-boggling. Santosh. What is santosh? Satisfied. When is a person satisfied? Number one, mujhe aur kuch nahi chahiye, main santusht hu. Prabhupada was asked, Swamiji, Vaidya asked him, kuch chahiye aapko, kuch ichha hai? Kuch ichha nahi. Completely satisfied. That is one aspect of the satisfaction. And completely happy in oneself, in one's identity, in one's situation, in one's current situation. Completely satisfied. Nothing in this creation can disturb that satisfaction. Yo antasukha, antararamaha, tatha antarjyotirevaya. One who is satisfied within, nothing in this creation. Because sometimes if our satisfaction or happiness depends on some object, some individuals, or some situation, if it is dependent on something outside, then you are in anxiety. If that object goes away, if that individual goes away, if the situation changes, anxiety, 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 and struggle to create that, to possess it, to hold on, to receive it if you don't have and not to lose it. But you antasukha. And what is that antasukha? Knowing who am I and just doing what am I supposed to do. Therefore, the first sign of a self-realized soul. Arjuna asks Krishna in the second chapter, how do I know? Anyone can say I am self-realized. Bacha, my Atma Sakshakari. My Atma Ram. Anyone can say that. How do I recognize Krishna? Will you please tell me? And Krishna begins that section, I think 2.54 onwards. 254 to 272. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanyeva atmana tushtaha sita pragyastadochate. A person who is satisfied. Prajahati. Jahati means to throw. Prajahati means throwing out of the window. Prajahati. What? Yada kaman. So many desires. Bhukti kami, mukti kami, sakali ashanta. Krishna bhakta nishkama atayeva shanta. Not just peace. Peace is one level. But satisfaction is much more deeper than even peace. Because when you are in peace, when in satisfaction, you could be fully engaged and active. Because you are attached to performing that activity, not to the result. To whom you are doing. That's it. I did it. So, sarvan partha manogata. That mind, which is influenced by the false ego, identifying with any other sarvopadhi, so many upadhis. To that extent, a person can be never happy. Why? Because that's not the reality. Vastava vastu nahi hai wo. You can't get it. And even if you get it, you can't sustain it. You can't hold it. You can't retain it. Because it's going to slip away. Dukkalayam ashashvatam. And therefore such a person is miserable. Bound to be miserable in due course. Classic example, Hiranyakashipu. And Prahlad. What a polar, you know, like complete bipolar, so to say. Or not exactly bipolar. It's two poles apart. And he says, my dear father, he says, you are in anxiety. You have everything that people can ask for, but you are in anxiety. Because you are not situated properly. Just situate yourself properly. Param gato yad harim ashrayat. So, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. It's the mind under the influence of the false ego in ignorance, identifying with so many things. Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. When does that happen? When he realizes my nature. Savai pumsam paro dharmo. Paro dharmo. The topmost dharma. And what is that dharma? Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. This is real dharma. This is eternal dharma. This is the highest dharma. Savai pumsam paro dharmo. Yato by which bhaktihi adhokshaje. Bhakti. Bhakti Prabhupada translates as devotional service. Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam. Your senses are engaged in the satisfying the senses of the Lord. Your mind, Savai Mana, Krishna Padaravindayo, engaged in remembering the beautiful name, form, qualities of the Lord. So, Yato Bhaktihi Adhokshaje. To whom? There's so many other personalities, so many other objects. To which your commitment or your loyalty could be. No. Mam eva ye prapadyanti. Maam ekam sharanam braja. Because anything else is not temporary, not permanent. That is why Bhagavatam is being worshipped as Granthraj, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra. All the so-called religion, which passes off in this world in the name of religion, is kicked out. Kicked out doesn't mean you should not follow it. This is another extreme. Sometimes people say, no, internally aspire for this Bhagavad Dharma, while externally you do your guna karma, whatever, according to your, wherever you are situated. But the whole idea is to move towards this goal. Antare nishtha karo bahye loka vyavahar achirat krishna tumai korive udhar. Superficially, prematurely, don't act on Bhagavad Dharma. Aspire for Bhagavad Dharma from the core of your heart. Nothing else should be the goal. Dharmasya hi apavargasya na artha arthaya upakalpate na arthasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya hismrata. And what should be the goal? The goal should be the only dharma sunushtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya na utpadayed yadiratim shramaye vahikevan. Right at the outset, this has been offered and this has been told. After explaining, now concluding the same thing. The purpose of dharma, sonushthitasya dharmasya, irrespective of whichever situated, vipro, narapati, vaishyo, shudro, varni, grahapati, whatever you are, swa anushthitasya, su anushthitasya dharmasya, you may be situated as a grahastha, brahmachari, vanaprastha, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, whatever it is, according to your body, according to your mind, a upadhi, and born out of that identity, obviously born out of that identity is so many activity. If I am a mother, then I have certain responsibilities, duties. If I am a father, pitru dharma, matru dharma, vidyarthi dharma, shikshak dharma, desha dharma, you're born in a particular, that is a particular dharma. But all these, if they are not eventually, ultimately, moving towards or facilitating anukulyasya sankalpo, pratikulyasya varjanam. It's very difficult to prematurely accept too many activities and to give up many activities which we know kalat hai par valat nahi ho. Sab samajhta hai par hota nahi mere se. Because that's our aspiration that we hold on top of our head. But the journey, I was recently talking to one devotee. Whose relative got terminal illness and they were told that this person can depart in short time. Oh, so difficult to digest. So difficult to digest. Can I not do this? Can I not try this? This and that. So the first thing is denial. Nahi, aisa ho nahi sakta. Technology itna advanced hai. Mere paas paisa hai. Kuch nahi, main invest karunga. Kuch bolo kya karna hai. So from that denial to come to acceptance is a very difficult journey, very subtle. Neutrally you can say, kyun aisa mar rahi hai, tumne kharcha karne ki zarurat nahi hai, chhod do na, ho gaya bas, bol diya na doctor ne, bas ek mahina baki hai. There is another element. Intervention, I will try. So this journey from denial to acceptance, even though in the book, few steps. Adoshraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajanakriya, anartirthi, nishtha, ruchi, bhava, prem. Finish. And the first thing we learn, as soon as we learn, now I have learned NOD. Nectar of devotion samajh mein aa gaya, bhakti shastri ka certificate hai. We think prema is also achieved just because we have a certificate. So from this theoretical knowledge to practically reaching there, oh, bahunam janmanam ante, it may take millions of lifetimes of sincere effort. But seeing that effort, if Krishna wants to reciprocate, mam evye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. So, savaipum sam paro dharmo yato bhakti adhokshaje, it has to be bhakti, but, so actually this is it. This sanatana dharma is nothing other than bhakti. Three things are, that is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavan, Bhakta and Bhakti. These are eternal. Everything else is bhutva bhutva praliyate. It will come into existence, it will go away. So we may say, I am a Bhakta. Yes, it's a fact. We are putting on tilak, wearing kantimala, chanting around 16 every day. But that doesn't mean we're already there. This is the most qualifying thing. Ahaituki apratihata. Two big, huge mountains to be crossed. One Himalayan mountain, ahaituki. Always there is some hetu for why we do. Kya milega? कुछ नहीं मिलेगा तो फिर क्यों मरना इतना अहेतुकी. It's actually so difficult to say that इतना मर करना वापस क्या मिलेगा. If you are calculating from a material perspective, कुछ नहीं मिलेगा. और मिलेगा भी तो you will be cheated. Dhruva felt nonsense. I was aspiring for a piece of glass after he realized it. But till then, nothing else. Even God, go to the side. I want my piece of glass. That was his determination. So it's there. Hetu is there. So first hetu is relief. That's why Krishna says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana. Okay, you'll get relief. You'll get satisfaction. You go back to Godhead. These are nice, you know, kind of inspiration or motivations to move ahead at least. But gradually as we move forward and experience yayatma suprasidati, the satisfaction in whatever situation the Lord has placed us. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram kahiye, jahir vidhi rakhe Ram, tahir vidhi rahiye. Zindagi ke door saunp haath dinanath ke, mehlo mein rakhe chahe jhopdi mein vaasade. Dhanyavad nirvivad, Ram ras pijiye, jahir vidhi rakhe Ram, tahir vidhi rahiye. Lord Ram showed. Sita Ram kare, but Ram khud dikhaye. Ek din mahal, dusra din jungle. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was once giving this class on Ramnavami day. And he described this particular section from Ayodhya Kand. Ayodhya mein jab bada kand hua, wo Ayodhya Kand. So Bal Kand mein sab, everything nice, Ram gets married to Sita. Uske baad Ayodhya Kand. The toughest kand to cross over is Ayodhya Kand. So many emotions. Practically no other kand has such churning of extreme emotions, opposite emotions as Ayodhya Kand. Every verse is filled with heavy emotions. Ram and Sita living happily. blissful and everyone is so sweet, their qualities and their interactions. Dasharatha Maharaja's anxiety. I'm seeing all the dreams. I'm going away. I'm going away. So in his quickness, in his hesitance trying to be expedient, he calls for a quick meeting. And he specifically doesn't call few people. And he immediately announces, Vashishji, kal subah, immediate. Tomorrow morning, Ram should be coronated as a prince regent. Blissful, the whole Ayodhya is celebrating, all the citizens are celebrating, all the people in the assembly are joyous. Full peak. And if you really want to experience aisa koi book, jisme sab emotions, navaras, manthan, just read Ayodhya Kand. And get into it, like Maharaj Kulushekhar. Kulushekhar would get into it so much that if you had, Ram is like that, you pull out his sword. If you really enter, even open the door and peep inside a little bit of the emotions of what's happening in that palace or what's happening in that Ayodhya that evening and to next morning. Oh, your hair will stand on end. You start tears, then you joy. And Lakshman says, Sabko maar dunga, dekhunga kaun Lakshman, Ram ko rokta. Ah, you also almost like, chodo, mai bhi jaunga, mai bhi vote karunga udhar. And then Ram says, nahi, ye sab, you know, accept it as daiva, Lakshman. Ah, kya yaar, kya kar rahe hai? Nonsense. And when Kaikeyi starts speaking, my God, how could a person turn into such hard-hearted person overnight, within a short span, and the height of crookedness, not only physically, even mentally in mantra. And then he goes to, then Dasharatha Maharaja's emotions. Then when he goes and tells Sita, the kind of interactions. Then he comes to Kaushalya. Now we know the whole story. Kaushalya ko aaya, bola, rohi, dhoi, phir likha. You actually imagine a person whom you love more than you can love anyone in this creation. And the only aspiration is his happiness. And he's being sent to the forest for 14 years. After that you have to live with this other person for 14 years. Knowing that this is the person who sent him away. It's unimaginable, this particular section of Ramayana. So while he was describing this, he made this statement. Lord Ram was told by Sumantra that Maharaj Dasharatha, early in the morning, it's just like 2:33 or something. And Sumantra comes and says, Maharaj Dasharatha is calling you. That's what Kaikeyi has said. And then he's coming and he says, in this Koop Bhavan? Why are they in the Koop Bhavan? And then come. And then he enters and then he sees the situation of Maharaj Dasharatha. And never in his life has he ever seen Maharaj Dasharatha in this condition. Ram is ready to give his life for Dasharatha's pleasure. And he's seeing him in this condition. And then he sees Kaikeyi is just turning the other side and just looking at him. Absolutely emotionless. And then he asks, you know, the whole interaction. And then she says, no, he's not able to tell you because he's a little shy to tell you or hesitating to tell you because he may not like, therefore, but I'll tell you. It's just that Bharat has to become the king tomorrow. To be coronated tomorrow. And the way Maharaj kind of put it, he said, anything else? Ram said, anything else? Yeah, and you just have to go for about 14 years to the forest, you know. So,
Anything else?
Absolutely no change of emotion in the face of Ram. Imagine you're getting some big position or power or some resource, whatever it is, and whatever you aspire for. And then suddenly, just across, in the early morning, he thinks that I'm being called so that quickly prepare, because Maharaj Dasharatha is eager, jaldi prepare karo. So he's calling me for all the preparations, further instructions on how to prepare yourself. And he sees him in this situation and he says, no. And he says, you just have to go to the forest for 14 years. Anything else? I mean, the way he's looking at it, she is shocked. How can a person remain absolutely unperturbed with two bombshells, thunderbolts, being put all of a sudden, unexpectedly? And then Maharaj made a statement. He said, how could Ram be like that? Of course, we can't imitate, we can try to follow in his footsteps. How could Ram be in that statement? He says, very simple. The way he put it, it just clicked to me, stuck in my heart. He said, because Ram's only intention was to serve Dasharatha. As a son, he wanted to serve to please his father. If it pleased him, I'll sit on the throne. If it pleases you, my dear father, I'll go to the forest. I'm neither interested in the throne nor the forest. I'm interested to serve to please you. In doing that, the joy, the satisfaction, the happiness that I derive cannot compare to any of these things. So Lord Ram is showing Maryada Purushottam, he's showing. Just like Lord Chaitanya. Krishna said Sarva Dharman Pare, but he's showing as Lord Chaitanya how to do that surrender. Lord Ram as Maryada Purushottam personally showed. Similarly, Sita. She said, to me, this palace will, this cushion will prick me like thorns. While the thorns in those forests will be like softer than cushions. Why? Because I am satisfied wherever I am serving you. But the same thing in Lakshman's wife was another situation. It manifested in another way. She said, I will also come with you. Sita is for it. No. He said, no. Tu saath mein rahiye to dono kya honeymoon ke liye ja rahe hum log? I'll have to serve. While I am doing Ram's responsibility, I'm serving Ram, you serve Sita by doing her responsibility towards Kausalya to make sure that she doesn't feel the absence of Sita. In this whole Ramayana, externally, if we see, it is ultimately, as the philosophers and the scholars who study Ramayana, they say in Ramayana all the rasas are there. Hasirasa is a little bit when Lakshman cuts off the nose, and someplace Hanumanji is some hasiras. But otherwise, it is Karuna ras, because Valmiki, when he saw the bird being shot. The male bird was shot and the female was lamenting. He was inspired to speak a shloka. So, his curse became a nice verse for the whole Ramayana. But born out of seeing the lamentation of the lady for her husband. And the same thing Kausalya, Sumitra, eventually even Kaikeyi, in Mandodari, in Tara, wife of Vali. So it was like a It's like the Karuna Ras is the background Ras. You know, that's like the Tanpura being played. Over that you do all other music, but this is like the foundational Ras, Karuna Ras. It really churns the heart. No wonder, since Treta Yuga today, anyone, if, you know, in parampara, under those great souls who are actually relishing this, have entered into the depth of this, as they say, bottomless and shoreless ocean of this rasa, bhakti rasa amrita sindhu. Nothing else becomes of significance, truly. Why? Because it is so satisfying. It is so fulfilling. What else do we want? What else? Because everything else, in fact, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaistukam. Everything else, charity, austerity, tapasya, facility, you know, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, everything, will all fall into place. By default, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Simply by absorbing in Namah Dharmaya. What is that? Mahate. Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma. The satisfaction that we experience, then the whole surrounding we could effortlessly deal with, like a lotus leaf in the water, but completely aloof. That will be real detachment. Detachment in its essence. Detachment does not mean detachment from the non-essentials does not mean detachment from the essentials. The essential thing is our natural dharma. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, pada sevanam. Iti pumsar pita vishnu bhaktischa navalakshana. Kriyeta bhagavati adha tanmanye adhitamuttamam. Prahlad was asked, beta, you went to Professor Shandaya Namaskha in our university. What is the best thing you have learned? Suna bhakti vaibha ho gaya tera. Bhakti sarabhaum ho gaya. Beta, ek shlok suna? Kya achha laga tere ko? Tanmanye adhitamuttamam. Nothing better than this knowledge. Gyan. This is the perfection of knowledge. To know Krishna and to see everything in relationship to Krishna. So then it is not, this is detachment. Microphone. It can be used to glorify and share Krishna consciousness. This is the perfect use. So, Bhagavatam doesn't talk about renouncing things. Renounce the idea that you have something to renounce. It teaches us how to utilize everything. Keeping in mind the goal of pleasing Krishna. Otherwise, shramayeva hi kevalam. It's simply a waste of labor. So everything else becomes in proper perspective. It's not about not being happy. It's not about, you know, being disgusted. No. Wherever we are, whatever facility, abilities we have, we are happy using it to becoming satisfied ourselves and sharing this with others. So, these are some thoughts. But it's already 15 minutes past. I will conclude here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Since coupon is already distributed to all of you, don't worry, you will get prasad. And
since there is a little bit, you know, you're gathering after a long time, there's one question we can take, otherwise we'll conclude. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari.